And now to the ongoing dispute between the companies that send you those packages. Earlier this week, FedEx reported lower second quarter earnings and shares dropped 10%. Among other things, the company blamed the loss of business to Amazon. The relationship between these two companies has been a rocky one, to say the least. Earlier this year, FedEx ended its ground delivery and express U.S. shipping contracts with Amazon. And this week, Amazon temporarily banned third-party sellers from using FedEx's ground and home delivery services for Prime orders. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of the Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, independent businesses that sell on Amazon make up nearly 60% of Amazon's total merchandise sales. What was the reason Amazon gave as to why they're banning them from using FedEx?
Yeah, Amazon said it made the decision owing to FedEx's, quote, poor delivery performance, that it wanted to make sure its Amazon shopping customers, you know, specifically Amazon Prime, would get their packages in time for Christmas, for Hanukkah. But you dig a bit deeper, Tanya, and this Amazon v. FedEx thing, it's been brewing for a while. Yeah. Amazon's building out its own delivery network, whether you're talking about air, ground, warehouses, last mile. This fall, just a few months ago, FedEx finally conceded that, yes, Amazon is a logistics competitor, and it's been denying that the company even posed a threat.
This will really impact Amazon sellers the most, though. How will they work around this to keep business running during this busy holiday season?
Well, there's always UPS. If you dare take a chance, you want to brave the USPS. And in addition, now Amazon has rolled out the Delivery Service Partners program, which is incenting mom and pops to join local delivery networks and transport packages from warehouses to the buyers. Mm-hmm. So FedEx and others are just going to have to start courting a bunch of different people. I wonder if the gig economy bleeds into this somehow. Of course, the third-party sellers themselves on Amazon, they've always had this love-fear-hate relationship with the platform. I mean, one minute it's making you a lot of money, the next minute you might be out of favor.
Yeah. FedEx's CFO said the company's earnings will improve in 2021 when its investments in the expansion of its delivery service starts to pay off. But Amazon, as you mentioned, is also ramping up its own delivery business. How well can FedEx really compete with a giant like Amazon?
You're now talking about this paradigm, especially in the Amazon Prime years, and everybody offering some modicum of free shipping, where it's now 7 days a week. You can't just be a Monday to Friday and maybe Saturday with an asterisk business. There's free shipping across lines of business. So in addition to that Amazon Delivery Service Partners program, I just think FedEx is going to have to look at its business, about how much of it is done via truck, how much it can truly guarantee the two-day or less thing. Right. You know, these guys were frenemies beforehand, but now you're looking at a rival when the industry standard is 2 days or less and Amazon is building out airports and trucks. Mm-hmm. Are they your friend? Are they your enemy?
Yeah. I mean, what does this increasing competition between these companies actually mean for the future of shipping and delivery overall? You mentioned UPS. There are some other ones. But is this going to really change the landscape altogether?
I do believe it's a game changer. Look at everything Amazon has touched in the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It's the everything company. What started off as a book or CD in your mailbox, it's now an Amazon-branded van in your driveway on a Sunday. I mean, imagine how much that must terrify a retail CEO. And if you believe the technology, there's going to be an Amazon drone buzzing over your chimney soon enough. And Tanya, I wouldn't put it past Amazon to maybe make a run at UPS or something. I don't know if in this antitrust environment with the Trump White House not loving Jeff Bezos and Amazon, if it's possible. But increasingly, it looks like it's its manifest destiny to become a true competitor to the likes of FedEx and the USPS.
Yeah, that's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you for this update.
My pleasure.